Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes. It's SaverLife.com, and I've been out traipsing around the Finger Lakes once again this week for the last 3 weeks. Generally, I've been out scouting for the dreaded spotted lantern fly, which is not a fly, but a leafhopper, and something that I did not find this week. I have not found it this year, which is great. But worried about it coming up here from Pennsylvania, where it has already become established. And it loves grapevines and hops and orchards and a bunch of other things. So look it up just so you know what it looks like. And if you spot one somewhere, which could be in Rochester, you know, someone from Pennsylvania may inadvertently bring it here. It may arrive on a truck, a train. There are a lot of ways it could move around New York State from Pennsylvania, and we just need to be aware of it. Keep an eye out. If you look it up and, you know, learn about it a little bit, it's pretty easy to distinguish it. And if you find one, let the DEC know. Kill it if you can, so it doesn't fly away. And it doesn't fly very well, so hopefully you can. And also let me know where you found it. I would appreciate that. I'll do some additional scouting in those areas. But right now is the time they lay their eggs. And so the next couple weeks is our kind of last chance to find them of this season. So, but it's given me a chance to really see parts of the Finger Lakes, parts of our cities and villages that I wouldn't have gone, because there's really no reason to go look at a railroad siding and check out the trees near it, unless you're looking for these spotted lantern flies. So, but in the course of doing that, you know, I haven't found any great railroad sightings you should go look for, but some really interesting architecture and just pretty parts of the towns and villages. I mentioned last week or the previous week about Geneva, that there's a bunch of areas that I'd never driven through in Geneva, some of the prettiest areas of Geneva, because I generally go downtown or over by Hobart Williams Smith, where Monaco's Coffee is, and the new bakery's about to open, or is open on Saturdays now, and will be expanding their hours at some point here, probably in October. So I tend to go to those same places, and up by the experiment station, kind of between the experiment station in Geneva and the city, are some wonderful old residential neighborhoods, really beautiful streets. One has a median that goes down all the way down to downtown, basically, this median. And again, you wouldn't drive in that street unless you were visiting someone there, or you were lost, or you were just in search of kind of cool architecture and, you know, checking out parts of Geneva you'd never explored. So, and if you do that in in the small towns, the villages, the cities of the Finger Lakes, and see some neat things, let me know. I've got to find a way to do it more slowly so I can take more photos of the architecture and post them. I have generally been sort of on a mission to time is limited here as the season is coming in to look for this spotted lantern fly. I haven't taken many photos, and I'm kind of regretting that because there's some pretty fall color right now too. There are a number of reasons to explore the region right now. Grapes are ripe, and I saw grapes for sale at probably half a dozen farm stands yesterday on Seneca Lake. And certainly if you drive through Naples, you'll see lots of grapes for sale. Really, my favorite way to get to Dr. Constantine Frank's on Cuca Lake is to go down through Naples. And the number of different things you should do, and especially this time of the year, one, bring a cooler with you, a large cooler if you can, and stop at Randall Standish and get some grape juice. They are on Route 21 just north of Naples. And so if you come down Route 64, you'll have to go back up Route 21, or you could just if you're coming from Rochester, go on 5 and 20 until you get to Route 21, head south through Cheshire, which is a tiny little community, but it, again, I think always fun to drive through. And then Randall Standish will be on your right, and there's a big red barn. It's more of a production space. It's not retail except when they're pressing grapes right now, and a lot of home winemakers go and buy wine or buy juice from them. And you can get the supplies for making wine. I mentioned last week, Randall Standish sells the supplies. He can fill the carboy for you, put the yeast in it, put the stopper with the bubbler on it, and you know you basically have wine. Not quite that simple, but there's not going to be much you have to do with it at that point. And that'll come later as you try to figure out when it's ready and what you might need to do with it. And you might want to join the home winemakers group in Rochester to help you with that. So Randall Standish is on Route 21, and then when Route 21 hits 64, my preferred way is to go up the high road to Naples, County Route 12, which is, if you're on 21 at Route 64, it's a right turn and a quick left turn. If you're coming down Route 64 from Rochester, then it's a right turn right at Arbor Hill Grapery, and you should stop there and sample some wine, try some of their grape pie, which is made with their healthy purple. There's a bakery next door, I think, that's only open on Saturdays, which is one reason I may be headed there today, because I love bakeries, and when I was there earlier in the week, they were closed. So it's called Plenty, the bakery, next to Arbor Hill Grapery. So there's a church at that corner at 64 and County Route 12, and you go up the road, and the high road to Naples has a scenic overlook named after, they have a telescope up there that you can use, and I think it's one you put a quarter in, and it's in his honor, John Brahm, the founder of Arbor Hill, who passed away about a year ago, somewhere in that range, and so gorgeous spot to look out over most of Canandaigua Lake, and of course lots of colors in the hills right now. And then you go down into Naples, stop and get grape things at as many places as you can. Stop at Inspiremore, the winery. And today, or actually both today and tomorrow, I believe, Old School, which is soon to be a restaurant, sort of breakfast lunch restaurant in the old red schoolhouse in Naples, kind of on that north end of Naples, right across from Inspiremore, the winery. They're going to have a tent out front and be selling some of their baked goods. And Trish said that she's not doing any grape pie because there's so much of it in Naples. She's going to have some other treats. And so stop in and buy some baked goods from the future Old School restaurant in Naples. So that is a big lawn in the front. And again, it's directly across Main Street from Inspiremore Winery. And then you head down through Naples and again, visiting as many places as you can, as you have time for, collect some pie here. And by the way, I didn't mention, the reason I had the cooler was so I could put that grape juice from Randall Standish in the cooler so that it doesn't get too warm in the car on a full day of visiting places in the Finger Lakes. But you also put cheese and other things that you find along the way in there. And so you go down through Naples, maybe stop at Joseph's Wayside Stand, which is huge. All kinds of fun things to explore there. It's a farm market. And then through the south end of Naples, take Route 53, maybe stop at Jerome's You Pick, and they'll probably have some grapes you can just buy from the stand by the road if you don't have time to go pick your own. Jerome passed away a couple of months ago, and so they're continuing the U-Pick this season, but it's highly uncertain for future seasons there. So stop and at least get some grapes, maybe, and fun to eat those while you're driving. And then you get to Prattsburg after going through over some hills and around some corners, and you know, it's a pretty drive. Prattsburg is a little tiny village with a village green and a few shops, and really a tiny place, but some interesting buildings. And I just love going driving around there and stopping in Prattsburg. And then, you know, another 15 minutes outside of Prattsburg, you'll find Dr. Constantine Frank and be on Cuca Lake. So great time to head down today or tomorrow to the Finger Lakes. And you should pick up a copy of Edible Finger Lakes for a couple reasons. One, we want to keep them publishing, and you should get a subscription. It's $36, and they'll mail them to you. And you can go to ediblefingerlakes.com, subscribe there. Fabulous magazine. I'm hoping it will continue for many years. But of course, like everything else, struggling these days with coronavirus. There's a really good article about the Park Inn in Hammondsport. So you could stop there, you know, after visiting Dr. Constantine Frank. And that's where Dan Eaton is the executive chef. And you can read about it, see some photos of the Park Inn, get a better sense of the building, the food. And Dan Eaton is one of the exceptional chefs of our region. You really need to have his food sooner than later. Also in this issue, which, by the way, has another Naples business on the cover, it's Fruition Seeds, which is up in the hills above Naples and does not have retail hours this time of the year, but you can order mail-order seeds from them. But Petra Page Mann is on the cover, and there are articles about carrots, the collaboration they have in growing and producing seeds and new varieties of things like carrots. There also are some articles or some recipes in this Edible Finger Lakes. It's not a cookbook by any means, but they usually have two or three recipes in each issue. This one has hearty salads for cooler nights. There's a kale salad with squash and pomegranate seeds. That would be really colorful. Also, a farro salad with apples and walnuts. A great time of the year to have that. And a escarole with fennel and parmesan. So a few different recipes to try. And you can pick up the ingredients to these while you're driving through the region. The farm markets have lots and lots of things right now. And it's the Edible Finger Lakes magazine is really a window into the region. And again, it's a publication we need in the future. One of the articles is about wines each issue, and they are having a wine issue specifically coming out next, I believe. But in this one with the carrots on the cover, there's an article about Muscat Otenelle, Valvin Muscat, and these are two different varieties of grapes. The Valvin Muscat, one of the newest grapes from the Geneva Experiment Station, and the Muscat Otenelle, older variety. And they're very different, and the styles also are different. The Valvin Muscat is used to make some forced carbonation wines, both Heron Hill, Bellangelo, Penguin Bay, Fulkerson, Swedish Hill, all producing a bubbly Moscato. Inexpensive, generally, yeah, these are about $13, $15 a bottle. There also are still wines with Muscat, and five wineries make those. The Muscat Otenelle is one that Casa Larga has done for a long time, and they do a Petzolant Naturel using that Muscat Otenelle, and then White Springs, Lamoureux Landing, McGregor, Dr. Frank, Sheldrake, Fulkerson make Muscat Otenelles. Many of these in the $15 to $20 range. One of them, they're the Sparkling Method Champenoise Muscat, $35 from McGregor. So, but really, cool white wines to explore. Some of them are medium dry, some of them are dry. about a nice short article and list of who produces those in this edible Finger Lakes. So get a copy. And they are free. You just have to find them. And if you're driving around the Finger Lakes, you might stop at a place like Red Jacket Orchards in Geneva. That's often where I find copies of edible Finger Lakes. I have a subscription, so it was mailed to me. And you should consider getting a subscription as a gift for someone. It's, again, great photos and articles. And it really introduces you to our region and to the people and the businesses that are making this such an awesome culinary and wine and hard cider and locally brewed beer destination. So ediblefingerlakes.com to get more information. And if you go down to, down to Hammondsport, you should try to come home a different way. Maybe come up the other side of Keuka Lake, the east side. Lots of wonderful wineries there. That's where McGregor's located and Ravine's original location. They now have two wineries, one on Seneca Lake and this one on Keuka Lake. And then, Keuka Springs and Rooster Hill are in that side of the lake. Also, Domaine Le Sueur, which is a French couple who make wonderful wine and really a beautiful spot there. Peter Weiss Vineyards is right near them. And then come up into Penyan and explore Penyan. It's kind of fun to see some of the horses and buggies at some of the stores or going up and down the roads. A lot of Mennonite and Amish live in the Penyan area. And I love that aspect of Penyan and the living history, the farms that they run and farm markets. It just adds another dimension to our region and sort of highlights the history of it and the diversity of the region. So you may see them in other parts of the Finger Lakes, but Penyan in particular, you often will see the horses and buggies. And of course, drive carefully around them. Respect their right to the road as well as those of us with cars. And get some coffee at Amity Coffee. Stop in and see the staving artist who makes gorgeous works of art and tables and all kinds of things with barrel staves. And a beautiful new shop right on the corner there in Penyan moved just a few doors down to a different shop and is in doing so helping to revitalize downtown because he revitalized one storefront then moved to another and worked on that and it's helping to bring back those storefronts in downtown Penyan. The Keuka outlet there is very pretty. The Water Street Wine Bar is down on a lower level below street level and looks out on the outlet and the outlet trail. It's a pretty village to explore, again, Penyan. So take photos as you go. Send me some photos of what you discover and, there'll be things that I've missed that I need to go and see. Penyan's another one. I was in about a week ago, and I just wanted to stop and take a bunch of photos. If I stop and take all the photos I want to take of these stone houses and beautiful trees and all kinds of things, I'm not going to get very far in my travels, but I will have a lot of cool photos. I was going through Phelps and Clifton Springs, another place with some beautiful homes and farms and things. So, and email me photos, michael@saverlife.com. Love to see what you've discovered in our region. And it is an ideal time to do that right now with the grape harvest going on and the beautiful fall color. Take the sky rides at Bristol Mountain. do their aerial adventures, which are up on the other side of the mountain, and take advantage of what a beautiful area we live in. And you know, I'm reminded of that every time I see articles about the wildfires in California or flooding in Mississippi from hurricanes. Just feel so lucky to live here and have all this natural beauty and not have some of the threats that other parts of the country and other parts of the world have. One of the most beautiful times of the year right now in the Finger Lakes, the next couple of weeks as we reach peak fall color. We will be back tomorrow with the Grapevine at 9 a.m. And of course, new editions of Naturally Green for the Love of Food and Discover the Finger Lakes next Saturday. Have a great day. Michael Warren Thomas here at SavorLife.com.